little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling? Let's do it, man.
Hello there, we are Tiny Ruins, and this is a song called Me at the Museum, You in the Winter Gardens.
Back in 2014, we had New Zealand band Tiny Ruins in the studio. Tiny Ruins started out as the solo project of musician Holly Fulbrook, but has since turned into a four-piece band. Since her last appearance on this programme, Holly has recorded with David Lynch, toured the world and written a brand new album. This new LP should arrive soon, but for now the band's released their first single from it. It's called How Much, and it sees them explore a much more expansive sound than their last record, Brightly Painted One. Tiny Ruins dropped by this week to play us some music, new and old. Gardens, so young, so warm. We'll storm, we'll swarm. The park's on our lunch breaks. We'll lie on the lawn. Smile. So stealthily, buttery and brief.
Holly Fulbrook from Tiny Ruins, welcome to the sessions at Midori House.
Thank you for having me.
Well, welcome back even. It's been a few years, but you've been here before.
Yes, I was reminded, I thought that it was 6 years ago, but it was 4 years ago.
Time flies.
A long time ago.
And you're just starting out a European tour at the moment. Do you enjoy life on the road?
I do. I have kind of intense anxiety about it up until I'm on the plane. There's so much to organise before we set off because we're still kind of at the level where we're pretty much tour managing ourselves. But then once I'm on the plane and we're on our way, I really, really enjoy it, yeah.
I guess that's quite nice when you're still tour managing yourselves. It's a bit like just going on holiday with your friends for a few weeks. Just a big road trip.
There's something about it that's true. It's also hard work, but it's really rewarding work.
And am I right in that you were born in the UK and that you lived here for the first 10 years of your life?
I was born in Bristol and my family moved to New Zealand when I was 10. So I have a lot of memories of Bristol still and London. My grandparents lived in London. So especially when we go back to Bristol, I feel a real emotional pull when we're approaching Bristol. I feel really like it is a home, like I'm returning somewhere really special. But yeah, there's always this kind of layer of feeling kind of outside of it, like I can never get back to that childhood state of mind, which is really, really different. So it's a weird existential experience, the whole thing.
Now, you just released your new single, How Much? Mm-hmm. And it's not a heavy song, but it's maybe a heavier sound for you. Was this a conscious decision, or was it just the extension of your band that caused this, perhaps?
I think with the whole album, I kind of encouraged the whole band to play as expansive as possible. So this is exactly the same band, and we recorded it in the same room, the same gear as our last album, Brightly Painted One. With each one, you're learning so much. And one of the things I felt about Brightly Painted One was that it was quite restrained, and you know, the delicate kind of meticulous nature of it was really beautiful, and a lot of people loved that about it. But for me, I wanted to kind of, yeah, bust out of that a little bit and go into a much more experimental and, yeah, sort of just travelling the further reaches of a sound that I feel like we did have, especially when we were playing live. Yeah, I just let go a bit. This is our new single. It's called How Much?
I love the world that you create on How Much. You know, the image of someone lying on a lilo reading letters or having a breakdown in a supermarket. Do you visualise your songs as you're writing them?
I definitely have visual snapshots of things when I'm writing lyrics. There'll be very, very strong imagery. And it might be an idea that's kind of percolated for a while. The supermarket breakdown and the toothache was you know, a real thing that happened while we were on tour. There are some experiences that kind of solidify in your mind and you kind of keep coming back to them. And often when I'm in the zone, when I'm writing a song, I use those kind of significant or vivid memories to kind of hone in on a detail, like the silos or snarks. Like, I'm always talking about snarky people, and yeah, that's what I enjoy about songwriting, is kind of pulling these really vivid, almost cinematic scenes from your experiences and trying to whittle them down to just a few words, like two or three words. And then whenever you sing that song, you still get that wash of that memory.
And you did, I mean, you've done a few collaborations between the last time we saw you and now, and one of them was with David Lynch. How come you guys got together to do a track?
Well, he somehow heard one of our songs, Carriages, on KCRW, the radio station in LA. And from what he told me, he found some video that he really liked of us at a radio station just like this, where I was playing a song in session kind of thing. And he really loved it, and he tweeted about us, which is ridiculous. Then, yeah, a year later, the singer Ella Yelich-O'Connor, otherwise known as Lord, decided that it would be cool to put the two of us in a room together and try and do record a song together, originally for the Hunger Games soundtrack, but that didn't end up eventuating. But I did spend a couple of days recording the song Dreamwave with David. It's a very special experience to me that I think about, and, you know, I treasure. And, you know, it's an encouraging thing for an artist to have the belief of another artist. He showed me a bunch of his paintings and drawings and seeing his creative process. And, yeah, the actual recording process of having him produce that song was really eye-opening, because he worked in a way unlike any other producer I've worked with. He did do a lot of asked me to visualise certain things when I was doing each take, quite intense things. And it was almost like working with a film director who was directing an actor. I felt like he was trying to get an emotive performance from me, which was really different. Yeah, I've never had that experience before.
Finally, going back to the new stuff that you're doing now, you've got a new album coming out. Is there anything you can tell us about it?
It's really about the joy of life, so the inevitability and the constant regeneration. It's about the seasons and time just moving forward, and no matter what a human person goes through in their life, it's like the world just keeps moving and the flowers keep blooming and the trees keep changing colour, and I'm really proud of it. Yeah, it's probably the work that I feel the most excited about that I've made.
I can't wait to hear it. Holly, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thanks, Holly.
This is a new song. It's unreleased right now, but it's from our new album, and we're going to give you a sneak peek. It's called School of Design.
You've been listening to the sessions at Midori House. This week's guests were Tiny Ruins, and they're playing dates around Europe now before heading back to Australia and New Zealand for shows later in the year. Look out for a new album coming from them very soon. This show is produced by me, Holly Fisher, and recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. Join us at the same time next week when Anna Calvi will be in the studio. But for the time being, thanks for listening.
Through the holes, there was fresh paint, wet on the walls. Everything was white, and all the clocks were well designed, while ticking in time. And I was struck by a feeling. pass through the ceiling stones, raise glass to the sky, raise glass to the sky.
Sky.